And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Half Moon Bay does have a sit-down marching band. It's a fan favorite. You've seen them at the July 4th parade, the Night of Lights parade, and inquiring minds want to know a little bit more. I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week, and I'm talking with Bill Bates, who is the head honcho or just general...
the organizer.
How long have you been with the sit-down marching band?
I've got a son that's approaching 46, I think, so I'm going to say about 43 years.
It's been around since 1983, which is one of the reasons it's a fan favorite,
right?
That I understand that a lady by the name of Isabel Mescal started it, and the first rehearsals were actually in the back of her house, from the back porch. So what can you tell me about how it started?
That was before I got involved, but how it started was Miss Mescal just simply came up with the idea, why is there no band in the Half Moon Bay Parade, Independence Day Half Moon Bay Parade? And so she put an ad in the review asking anybody who plays an instrument to give her a call. And apparently about 20 people responded. She had the body. She didn't have the music. She was able to acquire music from the Half Moon Bay High School music teacher, who nice. I don't know who that was.
You've done not only, of course, here in town, besides the parade, Night of Lights, and July 4th, what else do you all do here in town?
Nothing.
Where else on the coast side or what other?
Nowhere.
See there's... Well, I'm seeing the Ghirardelli Square. You've been up to the San Francisco
There was a run Giants. Way back in the 90s where I was able to, frankly, just go to a certain place and say, hey, look, I got a 30, 40-piece band that can come up here and play Independence Day-type music for you. What do you think? And that's how we were able to play at the Giants. That's how we were able to play at the Park Chalet restaurant, which is underneath the Beach Chalet restaurant in San Francisco.
Okay.
And some word got out to somebody else, and I don't recall what it was, but somebody, we need a band to play patriotic music. So we ended up on the aircraft carrier on the Hornet for a celebration of some church group, and it was an absolute scream. As a matter of fact, en route, one of the baritone players pulled up to the side of my car with my window was down, and he yelled at me and said, what the blank have you gotten us into? God, it was fun.
I'm trying to envision, we're talking all these coastside musicians playing brass instruments and such, and you're playing on the Hornet in San Francisco. It was stationed in San Francisco.
No, it was stationed in Alameda. It's still there.
Okay. So what kind of music do you play for the Hornet?
The same thing we play for the parade, the same thing we play for the restaurant, same thing we play for the Giants. Essentially, bottom line, it's Fillmore and Sousa marches, often referred to as patriotic music, Stars and Stripes Forever, America, Washington Post, and so forth.
Well, I understand the first couple parades, they were actually marching, and then there got to be too many, and it became known as the Half Moon Band that sits on a flatbed truck.
It became known as the Half Moon Bay sit-down marching band that rides on a flatbed truck, because that's what we did, and that's when I got involved. We started playing on the truck. One of my sons was with me, and he was banging on the drums or whatever he can hit with a stick. But we did that for a few years, but the band simply grew. And one of the last trips was, it was a little dangerous, and one guy almost fell off the truck.
So
we need to do something else. And Cameron Palmer was kind enough to park us at the corner of Kelly Main, which is where we remain to this day.
For any kind of event that we close the street for and have a parade, which is
now, we
twice.
We also played for when the Cunha Market had a fire and was rebuilt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we played for that grand opening, too.
Oh, well, that's very nice. So what do you play? And if I want to play in the band and I only know how to play the triangle, what happens?
We hire you. We do need percussionists. You asked what I play. I play a euphonium. It's a brass instrument. It looks like a small tuba. Why do I play that? Because I play in a number of large concert bands, and I simply love the sound and the parts that we're able to play.
Okay, so, and you need every percussionist, but let me go back to your euphonium. You not many people may know this, but you were in charge of the Golden Gate.
Gate Park Band Festival, which has been around for roughly 15 years. I ran it for 4 or 5 years, and it's where we invited large concert bands from around the state. And we actually had a few from out of state and one from Ireland, I believe.
Ireland? Wow.
Yeah, I think they were from Ireland. But anyway, that was fun. It's a two-day festival, roughly 6 bands a day, each doing a 45-minute set. And I do take great pride in being able to get, let's say, a 45-piece band on and off the stage in 15 minutes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. That's with all those instruments and the percussion and everything?
No electricity involved. It's all acoustic.
Where was this in Golden Gate Park, and what time of year is it, if people want to go?
It's the second weekend of June. Might have been the first weekend of June. It's held at the Band Shell in Golden Gate Park. The Band Shell is located between the Academy of Sciences and the DeYoung Museum on the Music Concourse. Everybody's local knows where it is. Oh, and there's no admission charge, too.
Oh, I was just going to say, how much does it cost to go?
Zero.
So what was your learning from doing that? I mean, that's quite an endeavor to take on.
So years ago, I was a president of the Deutsche Musikverein, which is a concert band based in San Francisco, started in 1938, and plays primarily European-type music, emphasis on German. Think of Oktoberfest-type music. I heard about the festival in Golden Gate Park. In those days, you had to fill out a piece of paper and send in the application. Music that we offer was determined to be too ethnic.
Too ethnic?
Yeah, because we played German, and for whatever reason, they said it didn't fit. That's fine. 4 years later, I was running the festival.
I see it. Yeah, I see a problem, so I'm going to remedy it.
Yeah,
I see.
I fixed it, yeah.
Oktoberfest coming up. You're going to be playing around with various bands in the Oktoberfest?
There is a really nice Oktoberfest in Redwood City. We play that. There's a nice one in Concord. We play that. There's one up in Mill Valley. We play that. And there are many, many others, many of which I don't remember where they are right now.
Well, that's great. So, and what's the name of the German band?
Deutsche Musikverein of San Francisco. Which essentially means German music club.
If you're going to recruit.
We welcome anybody who has an interest in playing with us. We can get them. We can now get them the music electronically because everything was scanned, so it's available on a Dropbox link.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging music. It's hard music. It's fun music. So we will be playing at the parade for about 2 hours, I'm going to say, essentially nonstop. And you are exhausted when you're done, but frankly, it feels really, really good.
Well, it's not only at the parade, but at Night of Lights you play, and it's pretty nippy when you're playing at the Night of Lights.
Well, that's pretty much an informal gathering of who can make it.
Okay. The parade is a little more orchestrated.
Well, the parade is its own thing, and we're kind of on the side just playing background Christmas music, a really corny, old, easy to do, a fifth grader could play.
Very
this
fun.
Stuff.
So for the Christmas and the holidays, it's anybody can show up with, I can show up with my triangle or...
You can, yes. Yeah. Again, we need percussion.
Okay. And then for something in the summer. Now, you tend to practice once a couple times, maybe 3 or 4 weeks prior to
Yeah, this
July
year
4th.
We're doing three preceding Tuesdays. We're holding the rehearsals at the Odd Fellows Hall, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock.
And if someone wants to get more information about the Sit Down Marching Band or any of these other bands that we've talked about, any brass?
Well, two things. Get your pencil ready, folks. I'm going to give you my email address and cell phone. Email address is bill@Bates, BATESHMB.com. And the cell phone is 415-309-0953.
Okay, say that again. The email address again is?
Email address is bill@bateshmb.com. And the cell phone is 415-309-0953.
So if you're interested in playing in any kind of a band, German band, sit-down marching band, or have any interest in band, I think Bill's your go-to guy here on the coast side.
Yeah.
So Bill Bates, thank you very much for being here. I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week.
Cindy Menzel with our Feature Story of the Week, the Sit Down Marching Band. It kind of sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? But we love their music, whether sitting down or not. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.